Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding Masechet Sota. We are in Perek Tes, the ninth and final chapter, and today we will be learning Mishnayos Yudalad and Tesvav. Mishnah Yudalad says, "Bepumel shel Apasianus gazru al ataros chasanim." During the war of Vespasian, Vespasian is Asparianus in the Mishnah, they made a decree against the fanciful crowns that grooms would wear. Let's hop back to the Barton Arrow here. Bepumosho Aspasianus in the War of Vespasian. Chayo Shehevi Aspasianus a Yerushalayim. So the siege that Vespasian had against Jerusalem. So they made a decree against these fanciful crowns that the grooms would wear, which was meant to decrease the frivolity and the joy. And after discussing the number of different crowns that were banned, the Barton Arrow concludes by saying, "Ve'ein muter ela ataros shalkinim." They only permitted rather plain crowns made of reeds. So some crowns were permitted, but they had to be not especially festive. So let's go back to the Mishnah. "Ve'al ha'erus." They also prohibited the use of the tambourine. And again, after describing what a tambourine is, a circle with skin stretched across it, etc., the Barton Arrow just sends, "Ubalaz karen lo tanburo." So he ends by saying it's called a tambourine, so we know what that is. Bepumo shel Titus, gazru al atros kalos. During the War of Titus, they made a decree against the crowns that were worn by the brides. And the Barton Arrow tells us, ke'ein ir asuya mizahav. It was like a city made of gold. Veshelo yalamit adam esbeno yavanis. And that a man should not be allowed to teach his son Greek. Now let's see what's meant by that. Perish. Again, we're in the Barton Arrow. Chachma Yevanis. It's a type of Greek wisdom. Behem Ramazim Vechidos Shehayu LeYevanim. There were a series of signs and gestures that the Greeks had. Velohayu Makirin Behen El Haragilim Behen. And only people who had been taught could understand what was being communicated through these signals. Ubegamar Mefarish Taima, and the Gemara explains the reason for this decree. Mishum Maisa Shehaya Kishitzaru Malchei Chashmonai Ze Al Ze. It's because of an incident that happened during a war between two Hasmonean kings. Hayu Osen Shebifnim Mishal Shalin LaOsen Shebechutz B'chol Yom Dinarim B'Kupa. So those who were trapped in the city would lower to those trapped outside the city every day money in a basket. Umalan Lehen Temidin, and the people outside the city would send up, in exchange for the money, the animals that the people trapped inside the city would use for the daily sacrifices. So even though they were at war, they had a little commerce going on here. They would send out money, which the people outside liked. The people outside would send up the animals for the sacrifices, which the people inside liked. So war notwithstanding, this worked for them. Hayisham Zakein Echad, Velaz Behem Bachachmi Yavanis, and there was an old man present who was familiar with this Greek language. And what did he say to them? The entire time that they are able to keep doing the temple service, they'll never fall to you. So that very day when they sent down the money in the basket, they sent up a pig. So at that time they said, cursed be a man who raises pigs. Cursed be a person who teaches his son the sign language that this particular individual was versed in. Now, you'll notice that our Mishnah only talks about the sign language. It doesn't talk about pig raising. So if you take a look in the Tosfos Yontif, it says, V'tema delo tanan lahanami. Why doesn't it also tell us that you're not allowed to raise pigs? V'yesh lomar, d'shnuyehi v'hadi yisurei gidulin. The Sof Perek Zayin de Baba Kama, that particular restriction is taught regarding other things you're not allowed to raise in the seventh chapter of Baba Kama, Velo Hutzrach Lishnosa Bekan. So it doesn't need to be mentioned here. So that is actually covered elsewhere in the Mishnah, and that's why it's not mentioned here. Continuing on our Mishnah, Bepulmos HaAchron in the final war, and the Barton Arrow explains, Hu Horban Habayis, that was when the temple was destroyed, Vishal Titus Namihava, and that was also at the time of Titus. Gazru Shalotetse Hakala Ba'apirion, Betochair. They made a restriction against a bride being carried out in a litter, a sedan chair, a type of canopy that people would carry, so she could not go out in the city in such a thing. Let's take a look into our Neuro Apirion. Kamin Ohel Shel Me'ilin Vitalisos Mushavos. It was made of cloaks and talluses embroidered with gold. It was a type of tent. So Again, it's called a litter or a sedan chair. So they did not permit her to be carried out in such a thing. I assume because it's a little extravagant. But the sages, the rabbis, permitted for her to be carried out in such a thing. And again, the Bartonero explains, Mishub Sniusa, because it's not a particularly extravagant thing, it actually enhances modesty, so they were in favor of the practice. The Chain Halacha, and that is in fact Halacha Lamaisa, that we follow the opinion of the rabbis, and this would have been permitted. Of course, now such a thing is not our practice, but at the time of the Mishnah, that would have perhaps been a relevant question. We are now up to Mishnah Tesvav, the final Mishnah in our Masechta. It's rather long, it's not especially complicated, but there's a lot going on, so let's get to it. Mishemes Rabbi Meir, when Rabbi Meir died, Butlu Moshle Mashalim, we lost people who could make metaphors or allegories. And the Bartonero explains, Damrina b'Sanhedrin, it says in Sanhedrin, Ki Havadarish Rabbi Meir b'Pirka, Havadarish Tlasa Shmaitita, V'Tlasa Agadita, V'Tlasa Masle. So one third of his lectures were dedicated to mushels, were dedicated to these metaphors that he used to illustrate his points. So Rabbi Meir was especially well known for this particular talent. Back in the Mishnah, Mishmeis ben Azai, when ben Azai died, Butlu hashakdanim. Then there were no more shakdanim. What are shakdanim? Again, in the Bartonero. Shoktim al dalsos beis hamidrash laila v'yom. They would bang on the doors of the beis midrash day and night. Kedamrinan b'yavamos, because we know from Yavamos about ben Azai, Damar ben Azai, ma e'ese b'nafshi chashcha b'torah. They complained that he wasn't married, and he said, what can I do? My heart yearns for Torah. So this was a person who loved Torah so much, all he did was occupy himself with it constantly. Back in the Mishnah, Mishmeis ben Zoma, Butlu hadarshanim. When ben Zoma died, we lost the people who were darshanim, who could do drushas. Bartner explains, Shahaya Bucky b'midrash Taime Mikros. He was somebody who was especially well versed in explaining biblical passages, Kedda Amar, and quotes a Gemara in Brachos, but it's also perhaps familiar from the Pesach Seder. It says, Velo Zakisi Shete Amar Yitzias Mitzrayim Balelos Ad Shedarsha Ben Zoma. I'd never understood why we recite the Haggadah at night until Ben Zoma explained it based on a pasuk. So Ben Zoma had that skill to extrapolate from psukim things that might not be readily apparent to you or me. And back in the Mishnah, Mishmeis Rabbi Yeshua, Pascha Tova min Ha'olam, when Rabbi Yeshua died, goodness ceased from the world. Mishmeis Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Bogovai v'Rabu Tzaros, when Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel died, locusts came and troubles increased. Mishmeis Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Pasak HaOsher min HaChachamim. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah died, there ceased to be wealth among the sages. Let's take a look in the Tosfos Yontiv. Kedamrinan, Tracer al Pe'egle, Hava Meiser, Me'edre Kol Shaita. So we see from the Gemara that even the tithe that he gave from his flocks and his herds was thousands upon thousands of animals. So he was so wealthy that the tithe that he gave exceeded pretty much anyone else's cattle and such. Back in the Mishnah, Mishmeis Rabbi Akiva, Batol Kavod HaTorah. When Rabbi Akiva died, the honor of Torah was done away with. What does that mean? Bartonero, Shahayin Nosein Lev Lidrosh Al Kol Kotz V'Kotz. He dedicated himself to interpreting every little dot in the Torah. There's little crowns on the letters. He interpreted them. V'zehu kod Torah gadol, and this is a great honor to the Torah, she'ein ba davar levatala, because we see that nothing is there unnecessarily. Everything is there for a purpose. Back in the Mishnah, Mishmeis Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, batlu anshe maisa. When Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa died, then there were no more men of deeds. And the Bartonero explains, anshe maisa she'osim maisim mufloim. Men of deeds means that they could do miraculous deeds. Kedamrina b'tainis, and he quotes the Gemara in Tainis, or perhaps paraphrases it. Yemer l'chometz v'yadlik, tell the vinegar to burn. His daughter once accidentally filled her Shabbos lamp with vinegar instead of oil, and he told her, the one who makes oil burn can also make vinegar burn, and it did. Ula'izim l'havi ze'evim b'karnehem, and he told his goats to bring back wolves on their horns. Now, I'm not sure why it says wolves here, because in the Gemara it says bears. There was an incident where he had some goats that he got because he was watching chickens, and they laid eggs, and he sold the eggs, and it's a long, complicated story. But in any event, while he was watching these goats, people told him that they were eating other people's crops or such. They were doing damage. And he said, if that's true, may they be eaten by bears. And if not, may they come home with bears impaled on their horns. And the goats came home with bears impaled on their horns. Here it says wolves. Back in the Mishnah. Mishmesh Rabbi Yossi Katnusa Pasku Chasidim. When Rabbi Yossi Katnusa died, there were no more righteous people, no more pious people. V'lama Nikrashmo Katnusa, and why was he called Katnusa? Shahayu Katnusan Shel Chasidim, because he was the least of those pious people. Barner explains, Shahayu HaChasidim Holchim U'miskatnin V'hu Haya Mekatnehen V'sofan. So the pious people decreased in stature, and he was the last of them, so therefore he was the least of them, last and least. And the Tosfos Yontif disagrees with this explanation because they feel that it would be then a derogatory nickname, and he gives an alternate explanation, but we're not going to go into that now. Mishmeis Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai, Batal Ziv HaChachma. When Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai died, the splendor of wisdom was gone. Now what's the splendor of wisdom? The Tosfos Yontif says, he quotes Rashi, he says, Kasav Rashi, Ze lo yodena mahi. I don't know what this means. V'ana lo yodena, amai lo mafarish ke'ein mashe mafarish l'ziv ha-kahuna. And the Tosfos Yontif says, I don't know why Rashi doesn't explain ziv ha-chachma the way he does ziv ha-kahuna, the splendor of the priesthood, and we'll see momentarily what that is. Back in the Mishnah. Mishmeis Rabban Gamliel ha-zakein, when Rabban Gamliel the elder died, batol kavod ha-Torah, the glory of Torah was done away with. Umesa tahara uprishus, and purity and separation from earthly things were just done away with altogether. Now, I have several questions here. First of all, I don't know why it's telling us Kavod HaTorah when it previously told us Kavod HaTorah by Rabbi Akiva. It uses the same words for them. I haven't seen anyone explain why this is. Now, there is an explanation for why it says Mesa, or actually, there's a discussion of why it says Mesa, because it doesn't say Pascha, it ceased. It says Mesa, it died. And the Tosfos Yontif says, Lo yodena amai nakat lashon mishuna, Veloka Amar Ubatla. I don't know why it says a different terminology and doesn't say butla like it does for everything else. So some questions about this clause here. But regardless, what Kavod HaTorah ceased when Rabban Gamliel died, we can see in the Bart Nuro. Sha'ad Shemesu, Hayabrius Ba'olam. Before he died, there was health, there was vigor in the world. V'haya Lomdin Torah Me'umad. And they would learn Torah standing up. This is a Gemara Megillah. U'mishemes, Bas Tishas Koch La'olam. After he died, people lost this strength. V'hischilu lilmod miyushav, and they started learning sitting down. V'zehu batu kavod HaTorah. So that's what it means, that kavod HaTorah ceased, because people were no longer able to stand and learn all day, they had to sit. Back in the Mishnah, Mishmeis Rabbi Yishmael ben Pabi, batul ziv hakahuna. When Rabbi Yishmael ben Pabi died, the splendor of the priesthood went away. So I promised you an explanation, and we'll go in the Tosfos Yontif. Ziv HaKahuna, Shahiya Chacham v'Ashir. He was brilliant, he was wealthy. V'Kohanim Rabim Ochlin al Shulchano, and many Kohanim ate at his table. Mishmeis Rebbe, when Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi died, Batla Anava v'Yiras Chet. Humility and fear of sin went away. Now there's an obvious question here, which is that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, Rebbe, was the one who compiled the Mishnah. And this talks about what happened when Rebbe died. So how did he happen to write that? And also it seems not so humble to write that when you died, humility went away. But the last part in the Masechta explains, Tamidei Shal Rebbe Hosifu V'Kasvu Zeh B'Mishnah. So it was the students of Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi who added that to the Mishnah. So he did not write that himself. That was added after his death. Back in the Mishnah, Rabbi Pinchas ben Ya'ir Omer, Rabbi Pinchas ben Ya'ir says, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Boshu Chaverim Ubnei Chorin. When the temple was destroyed, friends and free men were embarrassed. So now what do these phrases, friends and free men, mean? They're actually expressions used to describe particular groups of people, and the Tosfos Yontif explains, Chaverim Rotzolomar Tamidei Chachamim. That refers to the sages, the scholars, Shenikru Kain, Alshem, Shechavertam, Chevra Ne'manas, because their band of friendship was the true one, Ubnei Chorin, Miyuchsim. And the freeman refers to people with prestigious lineages. So, V'chofu Rosham, they covered their faces. Why? Shegavra Yad Azei Panim Mamzerim, Shehe Mashirim Ve'elu Aniyim. So, previously, the learned people and the people of distinguished lineages were renowned, but they were overtaken by bold-faced people and people who were the products of illicit relationships. And the reason for that was because the lesser people were rich and they, the more prestigious people, were poor. So the priorities perhaps became a bit skewed. Furthermore, continuing what happened when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Minidaldalu Anshe Maisa, the men of deeds were decreased, they went down, the Gavru Bale Zroo Bale Lashon, and men of force and men of slander, people who used their physical might and their tongues, they increased in power and prestige. The Ein Doresh, the Ein Mavakesh, the Ein Shoel, Ami Lanu Lihisha'ein, Alavinu Shibashabayim. And nobody thought to look and search and ask, who can we rely upon? The answer being on our Father in heaven. Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol Omer, Rabbi Eliezer Hagadol said, B'yom Shachar of Beis HaMikdash, Shru Chachimaya, L'mive Kesafraya. The Chachamim, the sages, became like school teachers. V'safraya Kechazanaya. And the school teachers became like synagogue attendants. V'chazanaya Ka'amada'ara. And the synagogue attendants became like common unlearned people. V'amada'ara Azla V'nidaldala. And the common people just got lower and lower. They kept going down in stature. So everyone went down a level so that the expectations were not what they were of a previous generation. And nobody asked, on who can we rely? The answer being on our Father in heaven. Now you'll notice in the previous clause it says, Ein Doresh, Ein Mavakesh, Ein Shoel. Nobody looked, nobody asked, nobody questioned. Here it just says, Ein Mavakesh. So why does it have a much more elaborate language there than it does here? So the Tosfos Yontif says, V'lo kasha de lo omer v'ein doresh. Don't wonder why it says nobody sought, like it said in the previous thing. Kevan de trei tanayin hu, because this is actually one Mishnah, but it's quoting two different people. The first clause, where it said doresh and mavakesh and shoel, that was Rabbi Pinchas ben Yair. But here, where it only says ein mavakesh, that's Rabbi Elezer HaGadol. So, unlike our previous questions about the language in the Mishnah here, it's easy. It's just two different people who happen to speak in two different ways. Back in the Mishnah. Be'ikvos Mashicha, Chutzpah Yiske, V'yoketz Yamir. So in the footsteps of Mashiach, as Mashiach drew us closer, Chutzpah, which means what it means today, being brazen, bold-faced, having a lot of nerve, that's going to increase and prices are going to go up. There's going to be rampant inflation in the days before Mashiach comes. Hagefen Titempiria, V'hayayin B'yoker. The wine will give its fruits. There won't be any shortages, but the price will still be high. And the Tosfos Yontif explains, Sha'akol Oskin B'mishtos, because everyone's going to be drinking it. So supply and demand is still in effect. There may be a lot of it, but everybody's using it. V'hamalchus te'hafech l'minus, and the government will turn towards heresy, v'ein tochecha, and nobody will chastise them for it. And again in the Tosfos Yontif, Ein lecha adam sheyochel lehochiach, no one will be able to reprimand them, shekulam nichsholim bechatos, because everyone will be full of sins. Everyone will be in the same boat. Ukishemochicho omerlo atakimoni. So if anyone would try to reprimand them, they'll just turn around and say, you're no better than me. So no one will be on a high enough level to be able to rebuke. What else will happen in the days preceding the coming of Mashiach? Beis vad yeh lezenus. Shuls will be used for promiscuity. V'haglil yacharav, the Galilee will be destroyed. V'hagavlan yishom, and the Gavlam will be desolate. These are places. I know where the Galilee is. I'm not sure where the Gavlan is. V'anshe hagvul yisovavu mi'ir le'ir, v'lo yachananu. And the people who live on the border will wander from city to city, and no one will have mercy on them. V'chachma sofrim tisrach, v'yirei chet yom ha'esu. And the wisdom of the scholars will not be considered important. And people who are God-fearing, who avoid sin, they will be despised. Ba'emes tehe ne'edores. And truth will be missing. Na'arim p'nei zekenim yalbinu. Young people will put old people to shame. They'll embarrass them. Zekenim yamdu mipnei ketanim. And the elders will have to stand up in front of people who are lesser than them. Ben Menabo Av, a son will act disgusting towards his father, Bas Kama Biima, and a daughter to her mother, Kala Bechomasa, and a daughter-in-law to her mother-in-law, Oive Ish Anshe Beso, and a person's enemies will be the members of his own household, Pnei Hador Kipnei HaKelev, and the face of the generation will be impudent like that of a dog, Haben eno misyabesh me'aviv, and a son will have no shame in front of his father. And who can we rely upon? Alavinu shebashamayim. We can only rely upon God. Now, technically, that's the end of the Mishnah, but here it adds a brisa from Avodah Zarah, from Tractate Avodah Zarah, so that the Mishnah not end on a down note. And it's similar in theme, in that instead of saying, when this happened, this went away, when this one died, that got worse, now it's going to tell us things getting better. It's still a chain of events, but a positive one. Rabbi Pinchas ben Ya'ir, Omer, Rabbi Pinchas ben Ya'ir says, Zridus mevia lidei nikius. Zeal, alacrity in performing mitzvahs, leads us to cleanliness. Unikius mevia lidei tahara. And cleanliness leads us to purity. V'tahara mevia lidei precious. And purity leads us to abstention from earthly desires. Uprecious mevia lidei kedusha. And abstaining from earthly desires leads us to holiness. Ukedusha mevia lidei anava. And holiness leads us to humility. V'anava mevia lidei yiras chet. And humility leads us to a fear of sin. V'yiras chet mevia lidei chasidus. And fear of sin leads us to piety. V'chasidus mevia lidei ruach hakodesh. And piety leads us to be able to embrace the Holy Spirit. V'ruach hakodesh mevia lidei tchias hamesim. And embracing the Holy Spirit will lead us to the revival of the dead. U'tchias hamesim ba'a yedei Eliyahu zechor latov. Amen. And the revival of the dead will be brought about through Elijah the prophet of blessed memory. Amen. Now one last Tosfos Yontiv here. A little bit of a semantic difference. He says, Ayyadei Eliyahu Zechor Latov, brought about through Elijah the prophet, but he says, Yerushalmi, the Talmud Yerushalmi tells us, Techias HaMesim via Liyadei Eliyahu, that revival of the dead will bring us to Elijah the prophet. How so? Umaisi Medechsiv, Hine Anochi Sholeach Lachem Es Eliyahu Hanavi, Lifnevo Yom Hashem Hagadol Vahanara. So he quotes the very famous Psukim, the Pasuk in Malachi, where he says, I will send to you Elijah the prophet before the arrival of the great and terrible day of God. Uperish Haran, and the Ran explains, V'kivan de'bishvil oso yom osi Eliyahu. Nimsa shetachias ha'meisim goremes l'Eliyahu shiavo. Since it's the arrival of that day that causes Eliyahu to come, we see that tachias ha'meisim is the cause, and the arrival of Eliyahu is the effect. Okay, that is the end of the Mishnah, that is the end of the Perek, and that is the end of Maseches Sota. Join us tomorrow when Rabbi Dr. Zvi Hirsch Weinreb will begin by teaching the first Mishnah in Maseches Gittin.